Chapter 1. Bad News. "It's finally here," I said to myself, as I got off the school bus that Friday afternoon, "and it's going to be great." I had been patient. I'd waited and waited for the big family party. It was just one day away. From all over the city, and even as far away as Baltimore, my family was meeting at our house for a cookout supper Saturday night. My older sister, Mai, was excited, too. She had promised to decorate our backyard and even string little lights all over the trees and bushes. We'd start today and then finish up tomorrow morning before her big soccer game. I never missed Mai's soccer games. She and her team were the city champions, and their games were really fun to watch. But now it was time to decorate the yard. Since high school kids had half days on Fridays, Mai would already be home decorating. I couldn't wait to see what she'd done. "Hi, Mrs. Olson," I called out to my favorite neighbor as I bolted up our front walk. She waved back and inquired how my science test went. Since she had helped me study for it, I knew that I needed to report back to her about it. "Okay, I guess. Thanks again for helping me study." Then I remembered Mrs. Olson's cat, so I said hello to the cat, too. To be honest, I didn't really like Tiger. It looked more like a walrus than a cat, and it simply sat on the sunny porch all day long, napping and stretching. However, Mrs. Olson was always kind and helpful to me, so I tried to be polite. Mom met me on our front porch. As soon as I saw her face, I knew that something was wrong. "What's wrong?" I asked.